All right, Mike, we're going to go do the rewind. You grew up in a neighborhood called Alachua in Florida, and we know you were in sports all your life, but what were some of the other things that you enjoyed growing up?
Just the family time. The city's a real small city, real family oriented, you know. Everybody know everybody, you know. So if you're doing something out of place or wrong, you know, your parents are definitely going to hear about it within the next hour or two, you know. So I think I grew up, you know, real with, you know, the family values.
And talking about family values, I know not only you, but your brother Adrian played in the NFL too. And clearly, it just wasn't strictly athletic ability or physical ability. You must have had a motivator or a source of inspiration in your life for you and your brother to make it the NFL. I mean, that's incredible.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
outstanding. So was there a particular person or some people in your life that were there for you and really helped you become who you are?
Oh, yeah. It's a list of people I could name, but I think the top, you know, one or maybe the top two would be my dad and my mom. You know, I think just growing up, just to be able to see my dad, you know, work three jobs just for, you know, the family to eat. Work four jobs just to have nice shoes on your feet. You grew up seeing that. You know, your values are a little different than a lot of people. You know, you tend to not take things for granted. And you always, you know, striving to be that best or to provide for your family. So, you know, I always tilt my hat to him and, you know, for the things he did when we was growing up, you know, me and brother and, you know, my other two siblings as well. I got another brother and another sister, you know, so I got to give him a lot of credit for it.
Now, the Red Raiders, right?
Oh, yeah.
Santa Fe High School.
Santa Fe Raiders. There you
we
go.
We all know you as a linebacker, a lion on the prairie.
There you go.
But you weren't always a linebacker, were you?
Oh, no. No.
So tell me about what else did you play?
Well, I played in high school, all the way up through Little League, actually, a quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, so.
All-state quarterback, as I mentioned that.
God forbid.
Yes.
Forgive me. Something happened to Matt Ryan. Could you give us a couple series out there?
Of course. I've been, you know, tugging at, you know, Smitty, Coach Smith, you know, to let me get a, you know, to become that third team quarterback on our team.
C's been playing it.
Exactly.
He knows that he can count on
me. Oh, he know. He's deep down inside, you know, he's a Florida guy.
All right.
So I think he's read up on me a little if he hasn't had a chance to see me. So he know.
So you're back in the pocket. Pockets collapse and you have John Abraham coming around the edge. Would he sack you?
Oh, of course not.
No?
First of all, I'm an athlete. But everybody would assume that I'm going to pull it down and run.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course I'm going to look for Roddy or look for Julio, you know.
Right.
Just to launch it a little bit. Let them know I got it.
Okay. You know. So John Abraham doesn't tackle you. So you take off. Bierman has the other end locked down. So you decide to go up the middle.
Step in the pocket.
One-on-one, you and Steven Nicholas in the hole.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, can you make him miss?
Easy.
Yeah?
Easy. That's playing quarterback and being, you know, agile with the ball in my hand is almost like second nature.
Yeah.
I've been doing it since Little League. So it's easy. It's easy.
So I think we need to see this because, you know, I know I'm interviewing Steven in a couple of weeks. I want to see what he has to say about
this. Okay.
In 2011, last year, you were inducted in the University of Florida Hall of Fame for athletics.
Right.
Who was an inspiration in your life outside of your family, maybe a coach? Maybe it was a coach at Santa Fe or a coach there at the University of Florida that helped mold you into the athlete you were there for the Gators?
I'll probably say, you know, Coach Ron Zook.
Yeah.
You know, he was the guy that came in, actually came to my small hometown. He recruited me. He was brave enough to just walk in Mama Duke's house, you know, and, you know, so I give him a lot of credit for, you know, turning me into that linebacker, actually moving me from the offensive side of the ball over to the defense side of the ball.
He had that vision.
Oh, he had that vision. And he's a, you know, I guess our personalities are, you know, alike. He's a real fiery guy, you know, and I kind of, you know, gravitated to
that. Yeah, of course. All right, Mike P, we're going to move, we're going to go between the lines now.
Okay.
And, you know, I've had the honor and privilege to sit in the same meeting room as you, to be on the battlefield with you. And you're a fierce competitor, wildly vocal, loud, love it. But, you know, I talked to some people from your past or mm-hmm. people off the football field or outside the football facilities, mm-hmm. and you're not Mike P., the mm-hmm. boisterous, loud right. motivator.
Right, right.
You're Michael.
Right.
You're the guy next door.
Right.
So when you're out there on the football field, when you walk into this facility, is there a switch? It seems like there's an alter ego.
Oh, yeah.
Of sorts.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
It definitely is. You know, like I say, when I'm, you know, coming from a small city, when I'm on the field, I don't feel I'm just playing for Mike Peterson. Mm-hmm. You know, the Peterson on the back, I'm playing for my mom, my dad, everybody from my neighborhood that didn't make it, mm-hmm. everybody, you know, that's trying to make it, all the kids who look up to me. So I have to, it's a little more in me mm-hmm. than just I'm going to go do this for a paycheck, mm-hmm. you know. I feel like I got a lot of people on my back. I got a lot of people, you know, pulling for me. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say you got a lot of haters. I think I got more people pulling for me than I got hating on me. You know, I tend yeah. to assume that, you know, so.
Now talk about, you know, longevity and doing what you've been able to do. If mm-hmm. you look at the guys who've played 12 or more years in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a few mm-hmm. who have been able to play as long as you've played. You're in 13 years in the NFL, so mm-hmm. What's something that you know you've done over time or something that you haven't done that has enabled you mm-hmm. to overachieve and to succeed well beyond the average?
Well, it probably sounds real, you know, generic or real corny, mm-hmm. but consistency, mm-hmm. you know, just the way that I train. You know, even when it's up to training or it's that time of the year, I distance myself from my family, from everything on the outside, and I go and put in the work. Mm-hmm. Regardless, year one, year 12, 13, I do the same thing. So I try to get into that consistency before it's game time or it's practice time. So when mm-hmm. it's practice time and the game time, you know, I'm able to go out and perform.
Between the lines, there's a different arena in which you play, and you play a huge role in the lives of young kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Grove Park.
Oh, yeah.
You have a reading program yeah. where you've helped countless kids.
Yeah.
Kids who probably would have never picked up a book
right.
are not only picking up books, mm-hmm. but enjoying them, learning, mm-hmm. educating themselves. Mm-hmm. Why do you give back to these kids? Why is that important to you?
First of all, because I was a kid. When I was a kid, you know, that was always one of my, you know, I try to think about things when I was a kid, what I would have wanted. Mm-hmm. The one thing I always wanted when I was a kid was to meet an NFL player. Somebody who I watched on Sunday come back to in my school, and man, I wish an NFL player or a college player would come back to my school mm-hmm. just so I could see him. Mm-hmm. Rather, you know, not even get into, you know, donating this or doing that, just to come back and so I can actually have a chance to see him. And, you know, but the reading part, you know, and I know during my time, you pick up a book, that was the corny thing to do, you know, the not so cool thing to do, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, I try to go back and let the kids know that, you know, the cool kids now are the ones that's reading, mm-hmm. you know. Even now, I may be reading a book and I may put it aside. And, you know, I don't let everybody into that side of me. But, mm-hmm. you know, I let them know if you want to make it in this world or you want to be that cool kid. You know, it's cool to read a book now mm-hmm. or to pick up a book.
13 years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You've worked harder than mm-hmm. probably anybody you know. You've mm-hmm. had nothing handed to you. Mm-hmm. What has kept you motivated?
Oh, man. In the NFL, it's the ring. I'm chasing the ring, man.
Chasing it.
Yeah, you know, whenever you do something in life, you always have a, I guess, say the max or the ultimate goal.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
NFL, it's the ring.
Right.
You know, I've been playing for 13 years. I haven't received the ring yet. Mm-hmm. You know, everything I do in life, I've, you know, been able to achieve it. Mm-hmm. You know, in college, I won the national.
Right.
High school, we won state. Mm-hmm. You know, Pop Warner, we won the national in Pop Warner. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to do that at all levels. So this is, I guess that's my driving force now.
We're going to go inside the mind now and find out what really makes Porter Michael Peterson special,
first name.
Unique,
there we go.
Different.
There we go.
Now, you've had to overcome adversity in your life, as we all do. Mm-hmm. You've had multiple surgeries on your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
Could have set you back, could have prevented you from being all that you are today. Is adversity actually good for us?
I think so.
Did those injuries make you work a little harder? Or?
Oh, yeah. I think so. You know, I got a little slogan I've always used when I injure myself. You know, you got to crawl. You know, we crawl. We fall. Mm-hmm. When injuries. And then we ball. I kind of, you know, whenever I'm going through something each year, okay, this is when I have a little setback. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. Early in the year, okay, I'm maybe not playing as much. I'm crawling.
Mm-hmm.
A little setback. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's on. And, you know, I live by, you know, good things happen to good people.
Right.
You do good, man. Good is going to come back on you.
Right.
Sometime it may come back as small. It may come back even bigger. So
we crawl, we fall, and we ball.
Oh, yeah,
of course. That's the name of your book.
Yeah, that's there you go.
Someday.
Right? There you go.
Okay. When all is said and done, after you win that Super Bowl this year.
Here we go.
Hanging those cleats up for the final time. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to say about Mike Peterson? What type of player, what type of person he was?
He's a real person. He was real. Very passionate. Honest.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I just a happy person, great person to be around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of want people to remember, you know, when you walk in the room, or when Mike P walk in the room, you can feel that affection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you probably seen people like that or noticed people like that, and that's me. I always say, I want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like that.
Right. Talking about goals and always having your eyes on the prize, and one thing I noticed about you is you always have a picture of your kids in your locker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that your way of reminding yourself why you go to work every day?
Oh, yeah. Because this days, you know, I got to be honest. It's days where I, you know, like, wish I can call in and tell Smitty I ain't going to make it today.
Uh-huh.
You know, but when you look at your kids,
yeah,
they just is innocent.
Right.
And, you know, and all they know is daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy doing this for me. You know, and daddy this, daddy's that. Daddy's, I want to be like daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you just, you know, you don't have to hear them. You know, but when you see that picture, that kind of bring everything full circle,
mm-hmm.
you know, so to speak.
And a wise man once said on a practice field here in Atlanta, probably in Jacksonville and Indy too, but he said, it's hard, but it's fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's hard, but it's fair.
Tell me what that means.
Man, it's hard putting in the work. And I say it all the time when I'm training. Uh-huh. It's hard putting in the work.
Yeah, it's hard to be.
It's hard. Good. It's hard. You know, it don't ever get it confused. They, you know, a lot of people see us on Sundays.
Yeah.
And they think, oh man, you go to work and play football every day. It's
right.
a lot of it's hard work.
Right.
But it's definitely it's fair.
Blessed.
You know, it's if it was easy, mm-hmm. it'd be a waiting list out there.
Grass green.
Sky blue. Got a lot of work to do.
Right.
It's a you remember, huh?
100%. All right, Mike Peterson, we're gonna go rapid fire inside the mind. Just some quick fun questions. What is a word that you love?
God.
God. And how about your least favorite word?
Can't.
Love it. Okay, how about a sound or noise that you love?
Sound of an old Chevy.
I think you have one of those, don't you?
A couple of them, yeah.
What about a sound or a noise that you hate?
Crying.
If you could be one person for 1 week, alive or dead, real or fake, past, present, future, who would you be?
Obama.
Yep. You think you can run this country?
I think for 1 week?
Yeah.
I think I can do it. For 1 week,
for
I
one
think
week.
I can do it.
All right. Yeah. Aliens came down, landed in front of you right now and said, we'll give you whatever you want. Come to our planet. What position would you want to hold? You can have any position you want.
I want the boss. I'm the leader.
You're the boss man?
Yes. Yeah, boss man.
All right. A-team alien. What's your power animal?
Lion.
Lion. On the prairie?
King of the Jungle.
Always hungry.
Always hungry. Always hungry.
All right. If Hollywood were to make a movie about your life, by whom would the lead role be played?
Oh, Denzel.
Denzel.
Yeah, I would say Denzel.
Grow his hair out.
Yes, grow his hair out. You know, build him up a little bit, get him a couple push-ups. Yeah, there you go.
All right. And who, other than your beautiful wife, Chantel?
Of course.
Who would the lead lady role be played by?
I'm sorry, baby, but she probably know. I'll probably go, no disrespect to Switch Beats, but I like Alicia. Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. Yeah, all right. Keys. Like it. What is your favorite book?
The Bible.
Bible. Any particular part, old, new?
I take that back. My second favorite, or my tie for my favorite is my brother. He just wrote a book.
Yeah?
Don't diss my abilities.
Don't diss my abilities.
Diss, D-I-S.
And where can people?
Georgia Southern. Right now, he's just limited to Georgia Southern. Bookstore, georgiasouthern.com.
He
just limited them. He played ball there, so he limited them to sell first, and then it's moving on to, you know, you pretty much get it wherever.
If you had to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Real, passionate, loving. My man.